This is the Business English Certificate, Higher 5. Listening Test 2. You will hear an introduction to each part of the test, and you'll have time to look at the questions before you listen. You'll hear each piece twice. While you're listening, you should write your answers on the question paper. You'll have time at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. You will hear a representative of SGC, a telecoms company, giving a talk to a group of business students about SGC. As you listen for questions 1 to 12, complete the notes using up to 3 words or a number. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 45 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and complete the notes.
I'm very pleased to be able to welcome so many of you. I'll outline SGC's strengths and our strategies for the future, and then say a few words about the current state of the market. I'll try to be as brief as I can and leave time for any questions you may have at the end. SGC is very well positioned, possessing significant strengths. From our beginning, we've always made promises to have customer-friendly qualities, and this has led to our now having a powerful brand identity wherever we operate. That's something we're committed to maintaining. Within that total approach to all markets in which we have controlled operations, we also have concentrated effectively on the corporate market. And this differentiates us from many of our competitors who have devoted the majority of their efforts to the limited leisure sector. But it's not all selling. It's what you provide that really matters. That's why we've put so much in the way of time and money resources into setting up networks which operate with great efficiency and precision. And we will always search for ways to eliminate interference and downtime. Our dedicated approach also applies to our recently launched deal in customer care. We've been able to put this together by combining our relationship management resources in order to keep clients assured of the best in service at all times. And last but not least is innovation. And here, our strength is guaranteed by our technical expertise, which is very sophisticated and dynamically managed. So, a very good current situation, but we won't rest here, and our success will continue to grow as we develop. We want to boost the perceptions of SGC. We feel we are already perceived in the markets as dynamic, as refreshing, and to this we want to add honest and friendly, crucial concepts in the 21st century business world. Now, you'll have noticed that we've recently repackaged our portable products, and we're going to explore previously untried methods of advertising in order to cement this in eye-catching ways. Look out for our message in the most unexpected of places. And one of our selling points is going to be our target to slash broadband call charges, which will come down by over 10% in the next half year. and delivery times, which we aim to bring down by a quarter, thus outdoing all our competitors. As a result, the extra custom and loyalty we believe this will generate will mean a growth in revenues from data transmission, while holding those from commercial transactions steady. No mean feat in a market this competitive. Finally, as we look ahead, we see the path into the future as involving an approach based on cooperation, which is why we'll be setting up a number of alliances. These will be with a variety of appropriate providers and enable truly global penetration. As for the market, I don't need to tell you that telecoms is a world of often dramatic ups and downturns. But there are some clear opportunities that emerge within the industry. Service providers are competing keenly in terms of the sophistication of the products they package, and so they are migrating from current generation to next generation products in order to be able to offer improvements in capability. This fact alone should guarantee vibrancy in the market. Meanwhile, another exciting opportunity is the rise in revenue sources we should all be seeing as a result of penetration rates, which should soon pass the 100% mark in some countries. Okay, well, if there are any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.